The experiment in public campaign financing was conceived by Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders in the spring of 2014. It was hastily approved as part of the state budget. It was to apply solely to the state controller's race. The controller, Tom DiNapoli, was not consulted. Reform groups condemned it at the time, saying it was too limited and came too late in the election cycle. DiNapoli, the Democratic candidate, did not participate, and the Republican challenger tried but failed to qualify, saying he could not meet the $200,000 threshold of small donations needed to access the matching funds. The State Board of Elections, in its final report, which was required by law, had little to say. The report says with no qualified participant or full program implementation, it's difficult and somewhat impractical to make comments on how to improve the program. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says that outcome was predictable.
It seemed more like a doomed pilot project than anything that would actually offer anything meaningful. Sadly, that's exactly what happened.
Susan Lerner with Common Cause agrees and says the whole thing was a debacle.
This is absolutely clear confirmation that this was designed to fail. When it was passed in the budget, the Fair Elections Coalition, of which Common Cause New York is a part, we all pointed out that this was not set up in any way to allow it actually to be a real program. So it wasn't a test of anything.
Governor Cuomo at the time said he hoped the program would offer guidance on how to expand public matching funds to all statewide political races, as is done in elections in New York City. The government reform groups say lawmakers need to start over with a new system based on New York City's program, which has largely been considered successful. NYPERG and Common Cause have called for a special session on ethics as well, an idea Governor Cuomo and some legislative leaders are resisting. The governor, speaking earlier this summer, said it would be a waste of the taxpayers' money.
I haven't heard anything from the Senate or the Assembly saying our minds have changed. We now want to pass a bill that we didn't want to pass. So for the taxpayers to spend a lot of money to bring the legislators back to Albany for the same outcome they had several weeks ago makes no sense.
Lerner with Common Cause says there's even more urgency to act. After two top lawmakers, the Republican Deputy Majority Leader of the Senate and a former Democratic Senate leader, were both convicted on corruption charges in the past month alone.
The fact that they have not addressed the ongoing crisis of corruption in Albany is scandalous.
The groups are also pushing for strict limits on lawmakers' outside income. Both the former Senate Majority Leader and Assembly Speaker have been arrested and accused of running scams worth millions of dollars that involve their private employment. And they'd like to close a loophole in campaign finance regulations. It allows for donors and candidates to use limited liability corporations or LLCs to skirt the state's contribution limits. Horner with NYPERG says lawmakers aren't going to be able to get away with coming back in 2016, which will be an election year for them, and trying to conduct business as usual.
It's a huge mistake. The public is angry at Albany. The polling tells everyone that. And I think they proceed toward the November 2016 elections at their own risk if they choose to do nothing.
Horner says Governor Cuomo, who has said he's a supporter of public campaign financing, has the power through the state budget to push through reforms. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.